Today's animal world, our co-inhabitants, will be presented in Finnish and English, with subtitles in Arabic, Olaxese or Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Persian, Portuguese, Russian and Spanish. Tervehdys myötätuntoiset katsojat ja tervetuloa tämän päivän eläinmaailma kanssa-asukkaamme ohjelman pariin. Ikimuistoisista ajoista lähtien eläimet ovat olleet ihmiskunnan parhaita ystäviä. Näiden kauniiden olentojen läsnäolo on rikastuttanut valtavasti elämiämme niiden epäitsekkäällä rakkaudella, kiintymyksellä ja ystävyydellä. Oletko koskaan ajatellut, kuinka mukavaa olisi, jos me kaikki pystyisimme kommunikoimaan eläinten kanssa aivan kuten kommunikoimme keskenämme? Maikku Kostiainen, hyvä sydäminen suomalainen nainen, alkoi kommunikoida telepaattisesti eläinten kanssa vuonna 2002, kun hänen rakas koiraystävänsä kuoli. Hän oppi, kuinka saada sisäinen yhteys tutkimalla menetelmiä, joita opetetaan internetissä ja myös kirjoissa. Tänä päivänä hän keskustelee monien eläinlajien kanssa, kuten koirien, kissojen, siilien, kilpikonnien, kanien, rottien ja hevosten kanssa. Hän järjestää säännöllisesti työpajoja ja tarjoaa tietoa nettisivuillaan, jotta myös toiset voisivat luoda telepaattisen yhteyden eläinten kanssa. Kostiainen uskoo, että kyky keskustella sisäisesti on meillä kaikilla.
Every single person can do that. Little children, they are very active. They have the skill, usually. They can tell their parents, I just talked with our neighbor's dog, I talked with our cat. Every person that's been into my classes, they have gotten messages from animals. You know, it just takes a little bit confidence. You have to take the time.
Mikä voi tulla esteeksi kommunikaatiolle?
Usually you don't listen to your inner you. We just have to do stuff all the time. We have to work, get the money, go to the grocery shop, or this and that. People ask me, well, why don't I get any messages from my animal? I say, like, you know, you have to understand there is 60,000 thoughts per day that goes through our minds. And when the animal wants to say something to you, usually it's doot, 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 doot. It's busy line. So they don't get through. You are thinking laundry, you're thinking all sort of stuff. But I say that people that have animals, even though they don't believe it or think it, they communicate with them in some level.
Kostiainen selvittää, kuinka kommunikaation menetelmä toimii.
It's very difficult to tell people that, you know, I telepathically communicate with animals. If it's some person that I meet and I start to tell that I'm animal communicate, it doesn't make any sense. It don't mean anything. But if you start to explain how energy works, what it is, how everything is energy, the table, the sofa, our ideas and thoughts in this very room that we are at the moment, in the same atmosphere. There are all the TV channels that is in the world, all the telephone conversations that are around us, all the radio channels, our thoughts, the same. It's just that you have to tune into what you hear. We use television or we use radio to put on the channel that we want. It's same with animals. You just have to tune in. The more people that start to communicate with animals, it's better. If you're leaving home, if something new is happening, tell them. Tell them like you tell it in Finnish, or if it's uncomfortable, you can say it in your mind. And they understand.
Olkoon se sitten samassa huoneessa tai mannerten erottamana, telepaattinen kommunikaatio eläinten kanssa voi tapahtua milloin ja missä tahansa.
The distance is nothing. It can happen from United States to Finland. I have communicated the dog that is in Germany. Also, it doesn't matter with the distance. And it's same with your animals. If they're sick or they start to act differently, or you intuitively know, even if you don't see them, you know that they are not okay.
Maikku Kostiainen voi saada yhteyden jopa eläimeen, joka on jo kuollut.
I also communicate with past animals. And I tell people that it's even easier because the energy moves. You know, when I start to communicate with some cat that has passed, it just comes here, boop, and it sits here and looks at me and dee-dee-dee. Because usually I don't see the animals. I don't go to them or they don't come to me. I just ask people to send me a picture, and sometimes not, but the picture just helps me. I can visualize the correct animal. If the cat is black, I don't visualize brown or white cat. So it is very easy to communicate with the past animals because their energy, they are just going and coming and going. And there's one thing that comes out in every single communication with past animals. They want to tell their people, don't feel guilt. Don't feel guilt of anything that you have done. Don't feel guilt. It's all good. Everything is good. And the message that they are sending, and it's love. It's love and all love.
Kun eläinmaailma kanssa-asukkaamme palaa, saamme kuulla lisää haastattelustamme Maikku Kostiaisen kanssa. Pysythän Supreme Master Television -kanavalla.
I don't like to say that animals owner, because we don't own anybody. I said that animals people, and so it's very common that we call my dog and my horse, and they choose us the same way that we choose our parents when we're born here.
Tervetuloa takaisin eläinmaailma kanssa asukkaamme -ohjelmaan. Tämän päivän ohjelma esittelee Maikku Kostiaisen, telepaattisen eläinkommunikoijan Suomesta. Hän käyttää erityisiä taitojaan auttaakseen tuomaan eläimiä ja ihmisiä lähemmäs toisiaan ja siten paremmin ymmärtämään toisiaan. Eläimet ovat uskollisia ja suojelevia omistajiaan kohtaan. Ne pitävät aina huolta ihmiskumppaneistaan, huolenpitäjistään. Milloin tahansa se on mahdollista, ne ovat todella iloisia voidessaan antaa neuvon sanoja ihmisystävälleen.
One time I had a horse client that said that you always bring your boyfriends here, I will tell you if the guy is right for you. And this one that you have at the moment is not right for you, he is just pretending. And the girl was like, okay, now I understand that. She said, I believe that he is pretending that he likes animals or horses, but he actually doesn't. And the old horse said, yeah.
Hevoset ovat äärimmäisen tarkkanäköisiä ja tietoisia olentoja.
They are the most sensitive, most caring and loving creatures. And I think from my perspective, horses have come to the earth to show us the beauty. They have given themselves to us, you know, to enjoy their companionship. It's honor that it lets you to come into its atmosphere or into its energy. But when we see that something bad is happening to animals, for me, for many people, you start instantly crying. That should tell you something. What are those beautiful creatures here to teach you? How much they can touch you? Your heart, your feelings, your emotions. And that is For me, it's been a good thing to learn that it's how much they can affect our lives.
Kostiainen on sanonut, että kissoilla on merkittävä rooli planeetalla.
Especially cats, they are very sensitive for our energies. So, and they are healers, mainly. I think that some reason for cats to live in our households is they're very much healing and bringing the healing energy. Some of them are very old souls. They are very wise.
Kissat pystyvät vaistoamaan, kun perheen jäsen ei ole oma itsensä jollain tavoin.
If the cat doesn't sleep with people, and at some point he wants to go and sleep close to somebody, it means that he's healing you, giving you good energy. If you have kids in the household, and cat picks up some of the kids and goes there and sleeps with the kid, I usually say that if children don't want to speak out their mind, you could ask, is there something happening in school, or is there something wrong or whatever. They can also tell you that way, that you should know something.
Viime kädessä eläimet ovat täällä avustamassa meitä henkisessä kasvussa, kuten myös auttamassa maailman kohoamisessa.
They are also waking us up to understand what humans are capable of. We are here to protect them, not to hurt them. And this time that we are living at the moment, it's very interesting. Never ever have people in this earth destroyed it so fast, the nature, the animal kind, everything. But at the same time, never ever in the history have people come together so fast also to try to save it, to save the animals, to save the nature, to do all good stuff. People start to eat, as we were talking, the vegetarian food and vegan food, and start to understand how important it is, how good it is for them. We have to start to save and to nurture and help and come together. If animals could say what is the most important message, is that love yourself as we love you. Love yourself as we love you, unconditionally.
Me arvostamme sitä kumppanuutta, mittaamatonta ystävällisyyttä, iloa ja ihmeitä, joita eläimet tuovat elämiimme. Lämmin kiitoksemme Maikku Kostiaiselle siitä, että hän on jakanut kokemuksiaan sisäisestä keskustelemisesta eläinystäviemme kanssa. Arvoisat katsojat, kiitos seurastanne tämän päivän Eläinmaailma kanssa asukkaamme ohjelmassa. Seuraavaksi vuorossa valaisevaa viihdettä, mutta ensin huomionarvoiset uutiset. Eläkööt kaikki maailman asukkaat ikuisesti rauhassa ja yhteisymmärryksessä toistensa kanssa. Cherished viewers, thank you for joining us for today's Animal World, our co-inhabitants. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment, right after noteworthy news. May all Earth's inhabitants live evermore in peace and mutual understanding with each other.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.